So I came across this video made by Sir HC92, and he basically discussed the pros and cons of going to Dabin Aura Park, and he mentioned that he hasn't raved in over 10 years, so this was his first rave in a while. Just wanted to share some of my thoughts about what he said in the video, and also want to give him a shout out because I like watching videos like that because it's very authentic, and I like seeing what people truly think about events. To start things off, he did mention that he's 33 years old, and there's something that I really caught that he said. It looks like there's a negative stigma, even for him, maybe back when he was in his early 20s, that you're too old to rave when you're in your 30s. But just a reminder for everyone, you're never too old to rave, to start to rave. You want to start in your 30s, or by chance you are starting when you're in your 30s, 40s and up, go for it. You can start anytime, basically. Well, at least when you're of age. So it was just very interesting to hear that from him because it just shows that a lot of people, even non-ravers, do believe that you're too old or have maybe heard that stereotype. So he did mention a lot of the cons first, which includes people need to wear deodorant and they also need to have gum, especially if they're going to be drinking or yakking. People definitely need to have their manners, especially when walking through crowds. Just a PSA for everyone, when you're going through crowds, be respectful, treat people the way you would want to be treated. Say excuse me, say sorry. Yes, you are bound to bump into people because of the tight spaces while going through the crowds, but if you're going to shoulder check someone, you can't expect everyone to be okay with that. So just be mindful of your surroundings and again, respectful. He also mentioned that the screaming in his ears did bother him. So again, be mindful of your surroundings. It's okay to exert that high energy. Just be careful not to scream in people's ears. Also, earplugs are very important, all right? So if you guys don't wear earplugs to these EDM events, you got to. And then he mentioned shoulder rides and people who film and just kind of like hit other people. But again, social awareness, just be aware of who's around you if you're gonna film, especially if you're gonna be like throwing elbows and stuff and just jumping around. As for shoulder rides, there aren't any specific rules, but I know a lot of people would prefer having people just like be up there for like one or two songs max. He compared it to the movies. You don't stand up during movies. That is true, but there's just no set rules like that at the rave. And for all the pros, I loved hearing the pros. It sounds like he met a lot of incredible plur-friendly ravers who are willing to fan other people, provide water, to make small talk, and genuinely like ask questions about the rave, like who's a special guest. There are a lot of amazing people out there in the rave community who are willing to go above and beyond for others, to support others, to make sure everyone's having a good time and are staying, you know, alive and well. And then the example he made where he was trying to get a good group photo and a lot of people would turn on their flashes on their phones to make sure the lighting is good. Again, just very plur and very friendly. Lastly, he did end off saying that he is an introvert and he would probably only go to a rave like once or twice a year. And that's perfectly fine. You know what's best for you and who you are as a person. So do whatever works for you. And I also saw that he was very entertained by Illenium's remix of In My Arms by Wooly. The lasers go crazy. And the drop. Again, great video. It was cool to go over. All right, guys, keep it plur. See you later.